From Heaven with Love. Chapter 42. Christ foretells a great uprooting. The mission of the 12, indicating the extension of Christ's work, had excited anew the jealousy of the leaders at Jerusalem. The spies sent to Capernaum in the early part of Christ's ministry were put to confusion, but now another deputation was sent to watch his movements and find some accusation against him. As before, the ground of complaint was his disregard of traditional precepts professedly designed to guard the observance of the law. Among the observances most strenuously enforced was ceremonial purification. Neglect of the forms to be observed before eating was accounted a heinous sin. The life of those who tried to observe the rabbinical requirements was one long struggle against ceremonial defilement. While the people were occupied with trifling observances, their attention was turned away from the great principles of God's law. Christ and his disciples did not observe ceremonial washings. The spies did not, however, make a direct attack on Christ, but came to him with criticism of his disciples, "Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread." Jesus made no attempt to defend himself or his disciples. He proceeded to show the spirit that actuated these sticklers for human rights. He gave them an example of what they were repeatedly doing. "Full well ye reject the commandment of God," he said, "that ye may keep your own tradition. For Moses said, honor thy father and thy mother. And, whoso curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, if a man shall say to his father or mother, it is Corban, that is to say, a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, he shall be free. And ye suffer him no more aught for his father or his mother." An undutiful child had only to pronounce the word Corban over his property, and he could retain it for his own use during his lifetime, and after his death it was to be appropriated to the temple service. Thus he was at liberty to dishonor and defraud his parents, under cover of a pretended devotion to God. Jesus commended the poor woman who gave her all to the temple treasury. But the apparent zeal for God on the part of the priests and rabbis was a pretense to cover a desire for self-aggrandizement. Even the disciples of Christ were not wholly free from the yoke of inherited prejudice and rabbinical authority. By revealing the true spirit of the rabbis, Jesus sought to free all who were really desirous of serving God. "Ye hypocrites, well did Esaias prophesy of you, saying, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips. But their heart is far from me. In vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." Christ declared that by placing their requirements above the divine precepts, the rabbis were setting themselves above God. Jesus explained that defilement comes not from without, but from within. Purity and impurity pertain to the soul. The disciples noted the rage of the spies and heard the half-muttered words of dissatisfaction and revenge. They told Christ, hoping that he might conciliate the enraged officials, "Knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended, after they heard this saying?" He answered, "Every plant, which my heavenly Father hath not planted, shall be rooted up." The customs and traditions so highly valued by the rabbis could not endure the testing of God. Every human invention that has been substituted for the commandments of God will be found worthless in that day when God shall bring every work into judgment, with every secret thing, whether it be good, or whether it be evil. Even among Christians are found institutions and usages that have no better foundation than the traditions of the fathers. Men cling to their traditions and hate those who show them their error. In this day, when we are bidden to call attention to the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus, we see the same enmity as was manifested in the days of Christ. Of the remnant people of God it is written, "The dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God, and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. But every plant, which my heavenly Father hath not planted, shall be rooted up." In place of the authority of the so-called fathers of the church, God bids us accept the word of the Eternal Father, the Lord of heaven and earth. Here alone is truth unmixed with error. "In vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men.